Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 28 to 30. God's promises will never fail in our lives. We read in Genesis chapter 28 verses 13 to 15 like this. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. While Jacob was traveling to his mother's ancestral home, he stopped at a place called Luz, which means separation, and lay down to sleep using a stone as a pillow. At this time, Jacob's heart was probably filled with regret for the past, loneliness in the present, and uncertainty about the future. However, while sleeping, Jacob had a wonderful dream in which he saw a ladder extending from earth to heaven and angels going up and coming down through the ladder. Then Jacob saw God standing on top of the ladder, speaking to him directly for the very first time, and identified himself as a God whom both Abraham and Isaac had believed. Then God gave Jacob some precious promises that he would fulfill in his life. Through these promises, God graciously made a covenant with him as he had with Abraham and Isaac. We can clearly see God's promises to Jacob consisted of four different aspects. Number one, companionship. I am with you. Number two, safety. I will keep you wherever you go. Number three, guidance. And will bring you back to this land. And number four, personal guarantee. I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Through this dream, God ratified Isaac's blessings on Jacob's descendants and extended the promises of Abraham to Jacob, adding his personal assurance of protection and care. Jacob's dream emphasized God's initiating grace as he assured him he is the Lord of the past and future. Jacob was the third generation to receive the promises of the Abrahamic covenant, not because he was righteous, but because of God's call and faithfulness to Abraham. As we read Jacob's story, it is clear that God's promises never failed in Jacob's life. Every promise was fulfilled eventually. God was with Jacob, working for him throughout his life journey. Jacob may have been separated from home, but he was not separated from heaven. In fact, later God was addressed as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let us always remember that God's promises in our lives will never fail. As we read the promise of God in Isaiah chapter 40 verses 6 to 8 like this. All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.